Win stacks of cash by entering the 150K Crack the Code giveaway, brought to you by your local paper, now through July 14th. Look for the code on page A2. Then visit 150kgiveaway.com and submit your entry. You could win the grand prize of $100,000. Grab the paper every day. Get the code on page 2A and improve your chances to win tons of weekly cash prizes. Visit 150kgiveaway.com for details.
From the newsroom of the Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder, and this is The Source. Federal Pell Grants for higher education are not available to inmates, following a ban in 1994 in a federal crime bill. However, a four-year-old pilot program has allowed some inmates to access the funds, and Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, who was in Oklahoma on Tuesday, said she supports making the grants available to those in prison. Adam Kemp covers higher education, and he was in Hominy, Oklahoma today at the Dick Connor Correctional Center, where Betsy DeVos was on hand for an inmate student graduation. And Adam, first, just tell us a little bit about what happened today at that facility with the education secretary in town.
Yeah, really interesting deal. More than 70 incarcerated men there at the Dick Connor Correctional Center graduated either with a high school GED equivalent or an associate's degree. There was even one student there that was currently working on a bachelor's, but he was graduating today with an associate's degree. And so she was there and present and spoke at their graduation, which was held there in the chapel at the prison, and just kind of told them, like, hey, I believe you're on the right path. Second chances are important. That's an initiative of the Trump presidency, she said. And she fully backs this program and hopes that Congress will take it up and make it official.
Which is interesting because the Trump administration in its first year, one of its budget proposals, did not or included doing away with this. Now, you know, presidents make budget proposals. A lot of it gets changed. For a member of his cabinet, the education secretary, to come out in full force and say that she's behind it is significant. I mean, we imagine she was supportive of this program. She said as much in the past. Her being there today kind of indicated that, but she reinstated that to you when you asked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I asked her straight up, hey, is this a program you support? And she said, yes, absolutely. And she just kind of then reiterated, but it's now up to Congress to kind of take up that action and you know, make it official.
Yeah. Now, as someone who covers higher education, you're used to being on college campuses, maybe not quite as used to being inside prisons. Did you learn anything about just kind of what the setup is like for inmates there who are going to school?
Yeah, really interesting. Just the amount of different educational opportunities that are offered. I wasn't quite aware before taking on this story about just all the opportunities that were there in front of some of these inmates. Different degree paths, technology, different studies. It seems like as a whole, they're getting the same college education most people at a regular university would. They have a list of professors and a principal, and you know, it kind of runs the gamut as far as you know, the things that are offered by prison. I think the really interesting part is this is, you know, one of the few in the nation that is doing this. And so to hear them talk about the opportunities they are getting, I spoke to a couple inmates who then turned around and said, hey, this is something that should be offered just about everywhere, is this opportunity to better ourselves and, you know, earn an education.
Yeah, and I suppose this would be as good a time as any to put a shameless plug in for my own work. I've actually spent some time out there at the correctional facility, and yesterday, coincidentally enough, had a story taking a look at Tulsa Community College's work there at the prison and what it's like for some of the students there. But something that you included also in your reporting was that studies have shown that one of the best ways to help inmates find success after their release is education. In fact, the stats bear that those who go through some kind of education program have a much higher odds of success after release, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Recidivism is reduced greatly after, you know, you go through any kind of educational program. And it's pretty early for this new one, only 4 years in, like you said, but I think all signs point to the same data would back this up as well. And Secretary DeVos actually spoke a little bit about that and just the second chances these guys are earning, and how she is a Christian herself, talked about her Christian ideals and in her speech to the graduates, and talked about how she believes everyone deserves a second chance, and said these guys are earning theirs right now.
Yeah, well, definitely a relevant subject in a nation that leads the world in incarceration rates and in a state that leads the United States. Adam, thanks so much for your time. Safe travels back.
Hey, thanks so much.